I love these guys.
Well, welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast, coming off the Bill disappointing loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. My name is John Drennan. I'm here with my longtime friend and Lions fan, Bill Radford. You know, we're a couple of fans that have been watching the Lions since the 60s and black and white TV back then. And went through just the decades of same old Lions and awful games and awful decisions. And we're taking this journey to the Super Bowl with the Lions. And some people might hear that and go, Super Bowl? Lions aren't even going to make the playoffs. There's a lot of people think the sky is falling. I'm not one of them. We'll get into that. But Bill, it was a rough night in the windy, nasty Philadelphia Eagle environment the other night. Let's go ahead and kick this off. Let me throw it to you for your thoughts.
Well, John, you know, I really like Dan Campbell as a head coach, but he had maybe one of his worst games in the last 2 or 3 years, I think. 0-for-5 on fourth down. They didn't play for field position. They didn't play conservative. And meanwhile, Philadelphia did. If you look at the stats, as you were mentioning before we started, you would think the Lions won. But the Lions were constantly starting from inside their own 20, sometimes 15, sometimes 10. Meanwhile, the Lions are going for it on fourth down near midfield and handing the ball back to Philadelphia, where all they need is a couple of first downs to get in field goal range. It was just disheartening. And then to me, what was just as disheartening was to listen to Coach Campbell after the game take questions from the press. One of the last things he said was, you know, if we would have played conservative and played for field position, we'd have had a much better chance to win. Well, that's his job, is to figure out the best chance to win on any given day. But then he said, that's not who we are. That's not who I am. And does it really matter who you are, Coach Campbell? What matters is you figuring out today what is the best way to win this game and doing it during the game, not afterwards at the press conference. So I was very frustrated with that. I was also frustrated with J-Mo's antics, hugging the post. You asked me earlier in the week, why is that a penalty? Or maybe another friend asked me that question. Well, last night in the Dallas game, I think it was Pickens did the same thing. Hugged the goalpost like that, and he got flagged the same, 15 yards. So it was not a game that I don't think we should have lost. I think we had – I said to you during the game that physically I think we're better than them. But mentally, we weren't. Goff was off. St. Brown was dropping passes. You mentioned that Goff missed a wide-open Brock Wright in the end zone. Instead, threw wildly to St. Brown on a fourth-down play. So they're in trouble. They're going to have to win some games here. They're going to have to win a lot of them. You know, they haven't beat many good teams. They beat Baltimore early. But other than that, can you think of a good team they've beaten?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, yeah, that's true. They did. So, but they've lost to three good teams and one mediocre team in Minnesota. So they have time to right the ship. I'm just hoping they will. But they got to win Sunday, and then they have to win on Thanksgiving. And if they do those two things and get to 8-4, I think we'll be okay.
Well, Bill, I agree with that. And, you know, I want to go back to some of the things you said, your comments about Campbell. I agree that this game should have become a game of field position. fairly early on when you saw the wind, you saw the weather, you saw how well your defense was playing, but also how well the other defense was playing, where being pinned back inside your 20 was a big problem. And so, but I do, when I hear the comment Campbell made, well, it's who I am, it's what we do. I think a translation of that was in his heart, he felt like he's going to convert. Not every one of them, but I think at the time he did it, he felt, well, we'll convert this one, we'll convert this one. But the fact is, they weren't and they didn't. And when it got to like the fourth and fifth one, it's like, look, Goff is horrible tonight. The wind is a mess. Your defense playing great. Kick it and try and get. The one time I remember the Eagles were down. In fact, I'm thinking safety. I think they got to third down, but then picked up like a 25-yard play and it got them out of there. But that was the only time I remember the Eagles being stressed offensively. And listen, for our listeners, check this out. When you look at the stats, the Lions outgained the Eagles 317 to 272 yards. And the Lions' offense essentially sucked. Couple exceptions, J-Mo, fabulous. I'm sorry, not J-Mo, Gibbs, fabulous. Goff threw 255 yards. Hurts threw 135 yards. Both completed 14 passes. But Goff threw 9 more to do that. Goff sacked twice, Hurts sacked once. First downs, fairly equal. Lions 13, Eagles 16. Time of possession, Eagles had the ball a lot longer, about 10 minutes longer. But some of the telling statistics, Bill, your point, we were 1 for 1 on field goals, they were 3 for 3. Two more field goals and J-Mo not messing up the extra point, and that's a tie at that point. Also, Lions 0 for 5 on fourth down tries. And you and I talked about that fake punt was just a horrible call in that game, at that point in the game, how it was called. So. And the Eagles, Bill, punted 7 times and Lions 3. So if Lions had only tried one of those fourth down, they would have punted 4 more times. That would have made your point. We're starting the Eagles in bad field position, and that would have equaled out the number of punts. Okay, all that to say, I want to say this. Detroit Lions defense was awesome. And as that game progressed, I was way more concerned about the offense than the defense, and way more comfortable with the idea. Let's give the defense the chance to win this by pinning the Eagles back. Because the Eagles' offense, not good.
2 weeks in a row.
That's right. And he's referencing there the previous week, Monday night, Eagles beat the Packers 10-7. I mean, think about that. Back to back, you got Green Bay getting 7 points, the Lions getting six.
Nine.
Nine. I'm sorry, nine. Eagles only gave up 16 points to the Packers and Lions combined. Of course, the Packers' offense not very good right now because of their injuries. So
But they only scored 26 in 2 games.
that's right. Yeah, and the Eagles got their issues, but they're not on defense.
No, they're not.
That defense was brutal, but even that, coming out of it and seeing the Lions had over 300 yards, because watching the game, it felt like, man, do we even have 100 yards? And Goff was awful. And I've not said that about him in 4 years. I've said he was bad. He threw what, 5 interceptions against the Texans last year. He's had some bad games, but his passer rating, her QB rating was about 60. His completion rating was about 30. He's normally over 70. He did miss a wide open Brock Wright on the touchdown attempt he threw to St. Brown in the end zone. That wasn't even close. He had passes that weren't even close. I don't know. I hope he takes the glove off next time he's outdoors in the cold and wind, but not a good game.
No. Well, the next two, they're in Detroit.
Next three.
They're playing the Giants. Then they play the Packers. Then they play Dallas, I think.
Yeah, all three at Ford Field.
They need to win all those.
Yeah, they do.
The Bears are 7-3, inexplicably. They, if you look at the points allowed versus the points scored, the differential for the Lions, I think, is plus 70 something. The differential for the Packers is plus 40 something, and the differential for the Bears, who are temporarily leading the division, is minus 6. The Bears are not are not, I don't think, that good. But you know, Bill Parcells was famous for saying, for those of you who don't know, Bill Parcells was the longtime coach, mostly of the New York Giants, won two Super Bowls. He also coached the Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys. But Bill Parcells is very fond of saying, "You are what your record says you are."
Yeah, I love that.
And if that's the case, right now, the Lions are an above average team. They're not even a good team. They're just above average. So hopefully they win the next three games and then we can reassess. But I have to admit, I'm a little discouraged.
Well, you and a lot of Lions fans, I want to bring some encouragement. A lot of things you said there. The Bears, by the way, five games they've won where they were losing starting the fourth quarter. Now, a lot of those they should have lost. They really should. The last two, they should have lost them. But good teams do find ways to win. And last year, the Bears would have lost all those games. However, the Bears got coming up the Steelers, who knows? But then the Eagles, then the Packers twice with the Browns in between there. So, you come off playing the Eagles and then the Packers, you might let down for the Browns. Then you got the Packers again, then the 49ers, and then the Lions. The Bears have a gauntlet coming up. The Lions. We'll talk about the Giants in a minute, but everybody's confident we'll win that, but we can't take it for granted. But the Packers, Bill, I've been saying since the first week, I can't wait for Thanksgiving because that was not the Detroit Lions, and that was Green Bay's best game. And Green Bay's not going to get their all-world tight end back. He's out for the season. Other receivers are banged up. Everybody's got injuries, but I just think that the Lions can get the Packers at home. Then they got the Cowboys who have trouble stopping teams, but obviously they're a threat. They can score a lot of points. But I agree with you. The next two are must. I think the next three are. And it's easy to look ahead and say, okay, we win three and we're 9-4. It's a whole different picture, but you got to beat the Giants first. So,
Right.
hey,
What's the
before we talk
story?
about the Giants, Bill, just
Do you hear anything about Jackson Dart?
he's still in concussion protocol, but they think he'll be ready.
Okay.
Just a couple more things. The Eagles, that first series, I believe it was Goff threw and the ball got batted and intercepted. And they ended up batting five passes in the game. At that point, there wasn't that trend. That could happen anytime to anybody. The ball got batted. Otherwise, maybe a completion, maybe a first down, who knows? But it led to the first of Bears, I'm sorry, Eagles' good field position. So that hurt. And then I just wanted to
Defense did a
mention,
good job to hold them to a field goal there.
yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And then, without question, we missed Laporta. Laporta's a big part of this offense. He's not going to be back in a while. The PFF grades, I won't go through them all other than to say they weren't good. Even the top five weren't very good. I don't think we had one over 80 for offense or defense. So our PFF scores weren't very good. And I gotta say it, Bill, because it was so frustrating. This kind of felt like we got screwed again. One of our themes was that
Right.
last Eagles drive when they called Rock Ya-Sin on that. What was that?
Imaginary pass interference.
Pass interference. You watch that play. He played perfect. If anything, Brown should have gotten the call with the offensive push.
Right. Chris Collinsworth is the commentator for the game. He was beside himself.
Right.
He said, "You got to be kidding. That is horrible. That's horrible. If anything, Brown pushed off." And that brought to mind Campbell's defense of Rock. He said, "I wouldn't tell him to do anything different on that play." So without overtly criticizing the official's call, he criticized the official's call.
Right.
And the odds are, based on how the game was played, the Lions, if they punt, the Lions get the ball in their own 30, they're probably not going to drive 70 yards in a minute and a half and no timeouts and score a touchdown. But they should have had the opportunity.
100% agreed. You couldn't have said it better. So, anyhow,
The
with
other thing
that,
that
I'm
I want to
sorry.
mention is I read today that they're going to get some players back on defense. I'm not sure we want
Well, you're probably talking about, well, who are you talking about? I think I know, but
Well, DJ Reader's one,
DJ
maybe Terrion
Reed.
Arnold,
DJ Reed.
DJ Reed, sorry, Terrion Arnold. I don't know if we're getting back our safety or not, Kirby Joseph, but, the defense couldn't play any better than it did on Sunday. So,
Well, I'll tell you, DJ Reed might be their most talented D back. And him coming back's great. Terrion Arnold obviously has had his issues, but the last couple games, he's been very good. And having him there, if he's not doing well, we know we've got great D backs that can go in. So I love how those two would strengthen that D back room. I have heard whispers, possibly Josh Pascal and possibly Rodriguez. And Bill, I guess this is one more thing on the Eagles. The special teams weren't very good. And part of that, they're missing some players. But I felt like Cleef Raymond just wasn't himself. Again, Eagles special teams defense was really good, but he didn't do much, that being Raymond. And I don't feel like special teams helped him. Didn't really hurt him, but didn't help him. But I
that's
said
the
that
extra
because
point.
we got some guys coming back that might help there too.
Yeah. Well, I hope they get it straightened out. I didn't expect them to be 6-4 at this point. I thought 7-3, maybe 8-2. Although at the beginning of the year, when I looked at the schedule, honestly, I thought they could be 5-5. But
Yeah, and
so they're not too far off that. Pardon me?
talk to the Kansas City Chiefs about 5-5, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're in trouble.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, and think about them. I mean, they're obviously good. They beat the Lions. Lions didn't have a great game, but still beat big part of that was the Chiefs. Chiefs are obviously very good, but they're 5-5. I think they'll be in the playoffs. Lions 6-4. I think they'll be in the playoffs.
Well, they're going to have to jump over some teams right now. They're not in it.
Well, the first one's the Giants. So let me kick this off, Bill. I was looking, I've got pulled up here the stats. The Packers beat the Giants this past weekend by 7 in a game where throughout it looked like the Giants would win. But listen to this. The Giants overall, 336 yards of offense against 296 for the Packers. 194 passing for the Giants, 168 for the Pack. 142 rushing for the Giants, 128 for the Pack. 22 first downs for the Giants, 19 for the Pack.
You're scaring me.
Yeah, no, I read this and I'm like, okay. And that was without Dart, who possibly will play, but Jameis Winston, he can be good. Time of possession, Jets or Giants, just under 40 minutes, Packers 24 minutes. I think that might, Bill, speak more to how inept the Packers offense is currently than anything.
Who do the Packers have this weekend, do you know?
I think this weekend's easy one, and then they got the Eagles. I'll check that, but let me go to you for thoughts about the Giants.
Well, the Giants fired their coach, Daboll. It's always interesting. A couple of years ago, he was coach of the year, maybe 3 years ago. And it's amazing how these guys can be coach of the year and then completely forget how to coach. So they've had some horrible luck. So I think they're fairly dangerous, but they know how to lose games. And hopefully the Lions will come up with a great effort on Sunday and take care of business. I'm expecting them to win, and I have them winning pretty handily.
You got a score?
31-17, Lions.
Okay. Well, I went with the idea the Lions are a good bounce back team after loss. They're back home. Their offense has to prove themselves again, like they did versus the Commanders. I'm saying the Lions are going to win 38-14 in a bounce back comeback game, but in no means do I take the Giants lightly in spite of that kind of blowout?
Well, I hope
Bill,
you're right.
you asked me who the Packers have coming up, right?
Yes.
I think I said Eagles. Obviously, that was not right, but they got the Vikings this week. Vikings have a good defense against this currently troubled Green Bay offense. Then they got the Lions.
J.J. McCarthy threw what should have been a game-winning touchdown last week against the Bears. Or was it the week before?
It
Who'd
was
the
this
Bears play
last
last week?
weekend.
Yeah. But then they let him have a 60-yard kickoff return.
That's an example of Chicago finding a way to win, That, I mean, that won the game for him, in my opinion, that
Oh,
return.
it did. It absolutely did.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, I'm excited for the Giants, and obviously it's a must win, and then I'm really excited for Thanksgiving.
All right, well, hopefully we'll be in much better spirits next week.
All right, well, next week, I know you're traveling. We're going to figure out, we'll probably get our podcast out early next week following the Giants game, and then we'll have that Thanksgiving game and be doing that post-Thanksgiving podcast coming up. So we appreciate everyone who listens. We are the secondhandlionspodcast.com. With that, everyone, thanks for listening. See you in about a week.